Zimbabwe's best music on Rise FM with Nick Soul Umona, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And this evening, we're having a conversation on a competitive relationship or a relationship with a competitive dynamic. And then ngisho ngoba we are going into a long weekend. A lot of people are going to be spending time with family, labanye bayisonveni and friends. Kunalaba labangeke baye. Mainly because they might not be comfortable with how their partners are treated and the opinions around their relationships. But the truth is, sometimes, the people who are concerned are people who do have our best interests at heart. Because naturally, when we look for a significant other, we say, I'm looking for my better half. Because when that person comes into your life, la when we con, they become your strength. Labek beta corner, finally, and in a perspective that is different from yours, and says, Sandra Sam, I see your vision, I see what you want to achieve, and I'm here to complement it. And how I can complement it and help you to achieve this vision is in this way. And if finally, bonagal. Kungako esikhathini lesiningi you can go around looking for relationship advice from friends and family, but the reality is, whether you are in a relationship with someone who compliments you or not, the answer is always in your life. When you look at your life before that person came in, and now that they are there, when you look at your career, your finances, your relationships with people, it should reflect. And it normally does. It's just that when it reflects in a positive light, we are the first to go out and praise our partners. Yo, lomdwane bantu solo wafike empilweni yami. Ayi, ngiyawubona shemehluko. But when it is negative, we want people to lie to us because we can see the truth. We can see that I'm dating my enemy here. This is a rival. This is not someone who's come into my life to build and help elevate me to the highest level of life. This is someone who's come to ensure that I stay stagnant and go back to square one. And it is true. There are people who are dating their enemies, and every day they are convincing themselves and trying to see love where it doesn't exist. And it is the most painful reality for anyone, because you love the person, but the reality is they don't. Because when a person loves you, they have your best interest at heart. They want to see you winning. And fanele kubonakale ngokuthi since afikile lo muntu, you must audit a relationship pale. To say, before they came, this is what I had. Now they are here. This is what I've managed to achieve. Thanks to the support, the moral support, the guidance. Because veli partner yaku bonisana nayo, we're a team. But if you don't have that to show, if it's opposite, then you don't need advice. It is there. You see it. But ngifuna kuvangawo before we get into what a competitive relationship is, can you truly love someone but not want them to be more successful than you? Do you honestly believe that anyone who truly loves you can come into your life? Kube ngathi kundlule itornado. Kube wathola ku rose ukuhle. Avele nje athi ngiyamosha. Sengibosha kakhulu washo ingoma. Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. It's Rise FM with Rihanna Unfaithful. And you still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. In case you missed it, we're having a conversation about a competitive relationship or a competitive dynamic. With the question of the evening being, can you truly love someone but not want them to be more successful than you? Ngoba siphiwa ngakufana inhlanhla lethu futhi adifani. And that is the truth. But that should never be a factor in our relationship. So when a spouse is in a when a spouse is in competition with their partner, it's often referred to as a competitive relationship or a competitive dynamic. This describes a situation where individuals in a close relationship prioritize outperforming or being better than the other person rather than working together as a team. So you see why it is dangerous. So you're dating your enemy. Because these are the relationships that lead to you having a lot of problems and not understanding. The problem, ilapha kuphilo talk. Sometimes they kill you because vele kutoba khona la umdlula khona. Asiphiwanga kufana. Now, there are several factors that can lead to an unhealthy or toxic relationship. One of these factors is being too competitive. It's not a good thing. Most toxic relationships are just that. They are competitive relationships. kungako labanye abantu bathi mina ngine type vele and I don't settle because I don't want to find myself in a situation where I'm with someone who believes ukuthi they don't deserve me or nginaye ngeliphutha or ubanjelwe emadlodi because that person becomes an enemy engqondweni enhlala thukele ukuthi mhlangavuka mina empilweni mhlata aphumelela indvule ngitifuna ukusho ukuthi ngidomshiya for the person that I should be with and not them. So you see why it becomes a challenge ngoba phela manje so unemuntu lalo ohlala thukele ukuthi angaba nemali utongishiya. Yeah, imali, that it's actually a statement that makes me very uncomfortable coming from anyone's partner. As soon as I hear your partner saying, "Lo ngiyambona ukuthi angaba nemali, ha, angeke ngibe nekuthula," end that relationship. Angeke uzube naye for as long as unaye. Uyakutshela ukuthi I will do everything humanly possible to ensure ukuthi uyahlupheka so that I keep you because ungaphumelela. I know ukuthi you will find something better than me or someone better than me. Now, competitive versus partnership in a relationship. A healthy, happy relationship involves a partnership in which two people are a united front and a true team. When one of them succeeds, the other is happy and supportive. On the other hand, the difference in competitive relationships is that the two people in the relationship do not form a partnership. Instead, they are rivals competing on opposing teams. Competitive signs in a relationship include constantly trying to outdo your partner, feeling excited when your partner fails, and finding that you are jealous when they succeed. And that jealousy can come or show itself through those statements. So ukuthi ah lona vela ngaba nemali utongishiya u right asona lona ngathola umsebenzi hey lona lo munya zabe nenkinga ngisho noma ugezile umuhle ufuna kuhlala kubona utiyekelile ungadichuni ngoba yena unalendo ukuthi ha utichunela bani how it's self love. Why do you have a problem with me being the best version of myself? Because you are here to bring out the best version of myself. To help me bring it out of me. Now, what are the signs? The first one is you aren't happy when your partner succeeds at something instead of celebrating your partner's success. You are very uncomfortable with that. The second one is similar to the last sign. You actually find yourself getting angry when your partner does something well. And this one can hide itself in partners that seem like they are helping you. Ukwenda ufile ukuthi wena you are incapable of doing and achieving things on your own uhlala afuna ukuthi naye abe involved yonke into kuzokuthi iphumelele fanele yena abe involved lomnye azasho ukuthi yeah phela wena awukahlakaniphi so fanele ngikusite mina I'm doing this. No, they are actually making you lose confidence in yourself because they know ukuthi once you realize ukuthi uhlakaniphe kangakanani, once you realize what you can do without them, you might not even feel the need to stay in the relationship with them. The third one is you feel the need to one-up your partner in multiple areas of your life. This is where your partner is the one who is always trying to be one step ahead of you in everything that you do. Uma wena wenda lokuyena ufuna kwenda lokungqono uthenga lokuthenga kendlini jikijiki yena so uyothenga lokunye lokudura ngidlula lokuthengile wena. That person is competing with you uzama ukuthi prove ukuthi angeke uzungihlule angeke uzungidlule and that is dangerous. The fourth one is another one of the competitive signs is that you and your partner may actually begin to sabotage each other doing things to prevent each other from being successful. And the dangerous one with this one is because naturally we want to share everything with our partners funa kuplana nabo sibonisane nabo but sometimes the real reason why nothing you do is ever a success is because your partner is involved, is because you share your plans with your partner. That is the danger of being in a relationship in a competitive dynamic uthi mayibona kusiyabona lento le itomvusa utoshayina utothola ama accolades uthi hayi why ungendiso wena uthi kubonisa ngoba ufuna uphumelele kanzi ukubonisa ngoba ufuna ukugauge ukuthi okay yeah nale itophumelela but not as much as le yakhe and I mean ngimfuna la. The fifth one is it seems that you and your partner are constantly pointing out each other's flaws, not in the form of constructive criticism but rather to hurt each other's feelings. This is a partner who's always making fun of your looks. Hey lenhloko yakho enkulini nanana. Look, it's either you love me and you're attracted to me or not, but you cannot be the very person who says I am what you're looking for and you are constantly mocking and making jokes about the very things I believe made you fall in love with me. Make that make sense. You're breaking my confidence. You're always telling me, loka kukufanele, unenhloko lenkulu, nani, unjani. But you want me to believe ukuthi you love me. It's not possible. It's either ngingiloku lokufunako or I'm not. But I should never be put in a situation where I need to change anything about how I look, especially magutinvo that you cannot change, attributes that you cannot change. Veling so. If ngenhlokolenkulu, and that should not be something when as a partner yami, you make fun of. I'm going to be getting into your comments on the station's Facebook page, Razz FM 943. Guti, can you truly love someone but not want them to be more successful? It's Razz FM with Ezra, EPMP, Lo, and you still tune into Razz FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. Ngifuna ukusita ukuthi realize before uya kugudu, utokhulekela ukuthi uthole umuntu yekele ukuthi unemuntu usho sitha sakho. Futhi ungasayi naye emathuneni, ngiyacela ungayi naye emathuneni. Utakulimata lo muntu loyona sakati emathuna emagarden angels akho. Ungayi kuyocenza naye. If you realize ukuthi no man, lendo Fezile lakhuluma ngayo ngiyo. I asked you on the station's Facebook page, it's Razz FM 943, because can you truly love someone but not want them to be more successful than you? And this is what you had to say. Tonsom dudes, yes, more especially this other gender from our ribs. Baze baba successful. Baya telel. Mina, one thing I know is I would never compare my man to any of the things that I've achieved. Those were personal goals. They were things that I dreamt of as a child. But they are not above the family that I'm building. Because when I work hard, when I hustle, in my vision, I see myself enjoying those things with my partner and my children. They are part of the plan. So angeke ke manje ngoba sengithole imali or ngitholile le deal le bengikhala ngayo sengifike endlini, and it changes the role that that man plays in my life. That will never happen. Unenzawo yakhe naye empilweni yami, very important role that he plays. That money and my career and other things cannot play. Because money and a career cannot take care of you, cannot show you love. But if there's no one taking care of you at home, it shows. You become a very unhappy person. Yeah, so if I'm flying to Paris, I must fly to Paris with my person. Tipu Raymond Mzao, to know that's pure witchcraft. When you love someone, you wish them well in all aspects of life. Gumnandi uma sonke swina, and can do things whenever we feel like. Mlangeni Culture, uthi yes, I can, especially if I don't have any intentions of marrying her. Thank you for the honesty. It's the ones that did not come to marry, but have come to destroy us for the next men that do not wish us well. Lungelo Langa, uthi no offense, that's complete narcissistic behavior. It's daylight witchcraft. Nhlanhla Isaac, uthi no, not at all. Success comes in different ways. And sometimes your success as a man or woman comes through who you are with. Sometimes utekto kumla tikiya empilweni yakho. Nguyelo tekto funda the business ideas that you have, the dreams that you have. Nguyelo tekto kubonisa. Nguyelo tekto khuleka lokunemandla ngoba kungenzeka ukuthi wena ukhuleka kancane. Se wena uthi angaphumeleli, kusho ukuthi nawe uzatohlupheka. Michael Ntuli, uthi you can truly love a person and still not wish them to be more successful than you. You're just protecting your own. Then it means ukuthi you know that they deserve better. And you are afraid of the day when they will wake up to that realization. So mkhulule mntwana bantu. Because now you are a spiritual spouse. If you know what a spiritual husband or wife is. Bangathi une spiritual wife, hey uzukutodonsa nzima empilweni. Because that thing, it's not there to see you succeed. It is there to stand in the way of anything and everything success in your life. So that is now the role that you're playing in human form. And it's not fair. Luthando Sifiso Zonke, that's witchcraft. If you don't wish your partner well, immediate, he or she becomes successful. I also become successful too. Mina, I'll support him no matter what. And after all, which person in their right mind does not want to brag about the fact that, oh, my man is the one on the Forbes list. Yeah, number two on the Forbes list. You understand? These things are there, they are real, and it's just an eye-opener to all of us. Kutsi, you know, sometimes instead of fighting relatives and seeing people who are jealous everywhere, please check, kutsi, are you not in bed with your enemy? Yeah, before ubona titsale kashan, check alampeten wako, kutsi, is this person really love that has located me, or my enemies have finally found a way to finish me?